The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 11, King Indra Annihilates the Demons. As described in this chapter, the great saint Narada Muni, being very compassionate to the demons who had been killed by the demigods, forbade the demigods to continue killing. Then Shukracharya, by his mystic power, renewed the lives of all the demons. Having been graced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods began fighting the demons again with renewed energy. King Indra released his thunderbolt against Bali, and when Bali fell, his friend Jambasura attacked Indra, who then cut off Jambasura's head with his thunderbolt. When Narada Muni learned that Jambasura had been killed, he informed Jambasura's relatives, Nimuchi, Bala, and Paka, who then went to the battlefield and attacked the demigods. Indra, the king of heaven, severed the heads of Bala and Paka and released the weapon known as Kushila, or Kulisha, the thunderbolt, against Nirmuchi's shoulder. The thunderbolt, however, returned unsuccessful, and thus Indra became morose. At that time, an unseen voice came from the sky. The voice declared, quote, "A dry or wet weapon cannot kill Nimuchi," end quote. Hearing this voice, Indra began to think of how Nimuchi could be killed. And then he thought of foam, which was neither moist nor dry. By using a weapon of foam, he was able to kill Nimuchi. Thus, Indra and the other demigods killed many demons. Then, at the request of Lord Brahma, Narada went to the demigods and forbade them to kill the demons any longer. All the demigods then returned to their abodes. Following the instructions of Narada, whatever demons remained alive on the battlefield took Bali Maharaj to Asta Mountain. There, by the touch of Shukracharya's hand, Bali Maharaj regained his senses and consciousness, and those demons whose heads and bodies had not been completely lost were brought back to life by the mystic power of Shukracharya. Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Ato sara pratyupalabhadha chetasa parasya pumsa parayanu kampaya jagnurbri samsakra samiran nadayas tams tanrane yar ambi samhatapura. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ato, thereafter, Sura, all the demigods, Pratyubalabdha Chetasa, being enlivened again by revival of their consciousness, Parasya of the Supreme, Pumsa of the Personality of Godhead, Paraya the Supreme, Anukampaya by the mercy of Jagnu, began to beat Brisham again and again, Chakra, Indra, Samirana, Vayu, Adaya, and others, Tantan to those demons Rane in the fight Yai, by whom Abhisamhata they were beaten Pura before. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, thereafter, by the supreme grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, all the demigods headed by Indra and Vayu were brought back to life. Being enlivened, the demigods began severely beating the very same demons who had defeated them before. Text 2. Varochanaya sambrado Bhagavan Pakashasana Udaya Chad Yadavadram Praja Ha Heti Chakrusu. Synonyms. Varochanaya unto Bali Maharaj just to kill him, Sambrada being very angry, Bhagavan the most powerful Pakashasana Indra Udyacha took in his hand Yada, at which time Vajram, the thunderbolt, Praja, all the demons, ha, ha, alas, alas, thus, iti thus, Chakrushu, began to resound. Translation. When the most powerful Indra became angry and took his thunderbolt in hand to kill Maharaj Bali, the demons began lamenting, quote, alas, alas, end quote. Text 3. Vajra panis tam ahedam Tirakshikritya paramstitam manasvinam susampanam vicharantam mahamride. Synonyms. Vajrapani, Indra, who always carries in his hand the thunderbolt, tam, unto Bali Maharaj. Aha, addressed. Idam, in this way, Tirakskritya, chastising him, Purasditam, standing before him, Manasvinam, very sober and tolerant, Susumpanam, well equipped with paraphernalia for fighting, Vicharantam, moving Mahamride on the great battlefield. Translation. Sober and tolerant and well equipped with paraphernalia for fighting, Bali Maharaj moved before Indra on the great battlefield. King Indra, who always carries in the thunderbolt in his hand, rebuked Bali Maharaj as follows. Text 4. Natavan mudha mayabir mayasando jigirshasi jitva balan nibadakshan nato harati tadanam. Synonyms. Natavat, like a cheater or rogue, mudha, you rascal. Maya B, by exhibiting illusions, Maya Ishan, unto the demigods who can control all such illusory manifestations. Na, unto us, Jighisashi, you are trying to become victorious. Jitva, conquering Balan, small children. Nibada Akshan, by blinding the eyes. Nata, a cheater, Harati, takes away. Tat Dunam, the property of, in the possession of a child. Indra said, O rascal! As a cheater sometimes binds the eyes of a child and takes away his possessions, you are trying to defeat us by displaying some mystic power, although you know that we are the masters of all such mystic powers. Text 5. Aruruk shanti mayabir ukshistrip santi de divam. Tentandesyun vadhunomi ajan purva smach cha padadada. Synonyms. Aruruk Shanti, a person who desire to come to the upper planetary systems, Maya B, by so-called mystic power, material advancement of science. Utshishrip Santi, who, or want to be liberated by such false attempts, yea, such persons who, Divam, the higher planetary system known as Svargaloka, Tan, such rogues and ruffians, Dasyun, such thieves, Vidunomi, I force to go down, Rajan, Ajnan, rascals, purva, smat, previous, cha, also, padat, from the position, adat, downward. Translation. Those fools and rascals who want to ascend to the upper planetary system by mystic yoga and or mechanical means, or who endeavor to cross even the upper planets and achieve the spiritual world or liberation, I cause to be sent to the lowest region of the universe. Purport. There are undoubtedly different planetary systems for different persons. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14.8, Urdvam Gachanti Sattvastha, persons in the mode of goodness can go to the upper planets. Those in the mode of darkness and passion, however, are not allowed to enter the higher planets. The word Divam refers to the higher planetary system known as Svargaloka. Indra, king of the higher planetary system, has the power to push down any conditioned soul attempting to go from the lower to the higher planetary systems without proper qualification. The modern attempt to go to the moon is also an attempt by inferior men to go to Svargaloka by artificial mechanical means. This attempt cannot be successful. From this statement of Indra, it appears that anyone attempting to go to the higher planetary systems by mechanical means, which are here called Maya, is condemned to go to the hellish planets in the lower mode portion of the universe. To go to the higher planetary system, one needs sufficient good qualities. A sinful person situated in the mode of ignorance and addicted to drinking, meat-eating, and illicit sex will never enter the higher planets by mechanical means. Text 6. Soham durmayinas te dya vajrena satapavana parvana siro haresye mandat man gatashva gnati bi saha. Synonyms. Sa, I am the same powerful person, aham I, durmayina of you, who can perform so much jugglery with illusions, te of you, adya today, vajrena by the thunderbolt, sat parvana, which has hundreds of sharp edges. Shira, the head, Harisye, I shall separate, Manda Atman, O you with a poor fund of knowledge, Gatdasva, just try to exist on this battlefield, Jatibi Saha, with your relatives and assistants. Translation: Today, with my thunderbolt, which has hundreds of sharp edges, I, the same powerful person, shall sever your head from your body. Although you can produce so much jugglery through illusion, you are endowed with a poor fund of knowledge. Now, try to exist on this battlefield with your relatives and friends. Text 7. Sri Balir Uvacha Sangrame Vartamananam Kalachodita Karmanam Kirtir Jayo Jayo Mirtu Sarvesham Sur Arukramat. Synonyms: Sri Bali Uvacha. Bali Maharaj said, Sangrame, in the battlefield, Vartamananam, of all persons present here, Kalachodita, influenced by the course of time, Karmanam, for persons engaged in fighting with or any other activities, Kirti, reputation, Jaya, victory, Ajaya, defeat, Mrityu, death, Sarvesham, of all of them, Siu, must be done, Anukramat, one after another. Translation: All those present on this battlefield are certainly under the influence of eternal time, and according to their prescribed duties, they are destined to receive fame, victory, defeat, and death, one after another. Purport: If one is victorious on the battlefield, he becomes famous, and if one is not victorious but is defeated, he may die. Both victory and defeat are possible, whether on such a battlefield as this or in the battlefield of the struggle for existence. Everything takes place according to the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Since everyone, without exception, is subject to the modes of material nature, whether one is victorious or defeated, he is not independent, but is under the control of material nature. Bali Maharaj, therefore, was very sensible. He knew that the fighting was arranged by eternal time, and that under time's influence, one must accept the results of one's own activities. Therefore, even though Indra threatened that he would now kill Bali Maharaj by releasing the thunderbolt, Bali Maharaj was not at all afraid. This is the spirit of a Kshatriya. Yudhi Chapi Apalayanam, Bhagavad Gita 1843. A Kshatriya must be tolerant in all circumstances, especially on the battlefield. Thus, Bali Maharaj assured that he was not at all afraid of death, although he was threatened by such a great personality as the King of Heaven. Text 8. Tad idam kalarasanam jagat pasyanti surya na rishyanti na sochanti Tatra yuyama pandita. Synonyms: Tat, therefore, idam, this whole material world, kalarasanam, is moving because of eternal time, eternal jagat, moving forward, this whole universe, pasyanti, observe, surya, those who are intelligent by admission of the truth, na, not, rishyanti, become jubilant, na, nor, sochanti, lament, tatra, and such, yuyam, all of you demigods, apandita, not very learned, having forgotten that you were working under eternal time. Translation: Seeing the movements of time, those who are cognizant of the real truth neither rejoice nor lament for different circumstances. Therefore, because you are jubilant due to your victory, you should be considered not very learned. Purport: Bali Maharaj knew that Indra, King of Heaven, was extremely powerful, certainly more powerful than he himself. Nonetheless, Bali Maharaj challenged Indra by saying that Indra was not a very learned person. In Bhagavad Gita 2.11, Krishna rebuked Arjuna by saying, Asochyananvasochyastvam prajnavidam stribhasase gatasun agatasun cha nanu sochanti pandita. While speaking learned words, you're mourning for that for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. End quote. Thus, as Krishna challenged Arjuna by saying that he was not a pundit or a learned person, Bali Maharaj also challenged King Indra and his associates. In this material world, everything happens under the influence of time. Consequently, for a learned person who sees how things are taking place, there is no question of being sorry or happy because of the waves of material nature. After all, since we are being carried away by these waves, what is the meaning of being jubilant or morose? One who is fully conversant with the laws of nature is never jubilant or morose because of nature's activities. In Bhagavad Gita 2.14, Krishna advises that one be tolerant. Tam pratiksha shravarta. Following this advice of Krishna's, one should not be morose or unhappy because of circumstantial changes. This is the symptom of a devotee. A devotee carries out his duty in Krishna consciousness, is never unhappy in awkward circumstances. He has full faith that in such circumstances, Krishna protects his devotee. Therefore, a devotee never deviates from his prescribed duty of devotional service. The material qualities of jubilation and moroseness are present even in the demigods who are very highly situated in the upper planetary system. Therefore, when one is undisturbed by the so-called favorable and unfavorable circumstances of this material world, he should be understood to be Brahma-bhuta, or self-realized. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 1854, Brahma-bhuta prashanatmana shochati na kankshati, quote, one who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful, end quote. When one is undisturbed by material circumstances, he should be understood to be on the transcendental stage above the reactions of the three modes of material nature. Text 9. Navayam manyamananam atmanam tatra sadanam girova sadosochyanam grinimo marmatadana. Synonyms: na, not vayam, we, mayamananam, who are considering atmanam, the self, tatra, in victory or defeat, sadanam, the cause, gira, the words, va, of you, sadhu, shochyanam, who are to be pitied by the saintly persons, grinima, accept marmatadana, which afflict the heart. Translation: you demigods think that your own selves are the cause of your attaining fame and victory. Because of your ignorance, saintly persons feel sorry for you. Therefore, although your words afflict the heart, we do not accept them. Text 10. Sri Shuka Vacha iti akshipya vabhum viro narachar viramardana akarna punar ahanad akshipar ahatam puna. Synonyms: Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, iti, thus, akshipya, chastising, vibhum, unto King Indra, Vira, the valiant Bali Maharaj, Narachai, by the arrows named Narachas, Vira Mardana, Bali Maharaj, who could subdue even great heroes, Akarna Purnai, drawn up to his ear, Ahanat, attacked, Akshepai, by words of chastisement, Aha said tam unto him, Puna, again. Translation: Shukadeva Goswami said, after thus rebuking Indra, king of heaven, with sharp words, Bali Maharaj, who could subdue any other hero, drew back to his ear the arrows known as Narachas and attacked Indra with these arrows. He then again chastised Indra with strong words. Text 11. Evam nirakrito devo varnina tatya vadina am sri namri syat tad adhik shepam totra hatta ivadvipa. Synonyms: evam, thus, nirakrita, being defeated, deva, King Indra, varina, by his enemy, tatya vadina, who was competent to speak the truth, na not Amrisyat, lamented, taught of him, Bali, Abhikshepam, the chastisement, Totra, by the scepter or rod, Ahata, being beaten, Eva, just like Deepa, an elephant. Translation: since Bali Maharaj's rebukes were truthful, King Indra did not at all become sorry, just as an elephant beaten by its driver's rod does not become agitated. Text 12. Praharat kulisham tasma amogham paramardana tarya sayano niapatat bomo chinapaksha evachala. Synonyms: Praharat, inflicted, kushilam, thunderbolt, scepter, tasmai, unto him, Bali Maharaj, amogham, infallible, paramardana, Indra, who is expert in defeating the enemy, ya sayana, but with his airplane, niapatat, fell down, bomo, on the ground, chinapaksha, whose wings have been taken away, eva, like achala, a mountain. Translation: when Indra, the defeater of enemies, releases infallible thunderbolt scepter at Bali Maharaj with a desire to kill him, Bali Maharaj indeed fell to the ground with his airplane like a mountain with its wings cut off. Purport: In many descriptions of Vedic literature, it is found that mountains also fly in the sky with wings. When such mountains are dead, they fall to the ground, where they stay as very large dead bodies. Text 13. Shakyam patitam drishvas jambo bali shakha suhrit abhayat suridam shakyur hata syapi samacharan. Synonyms: Shakyam, his intimate friend, patitam, having fallen, drishva, after seeing Jamba, the demon Jamba, Bali Shaka, a very intimate friend of Bali Maharaj, Surit, and constant well-wisher, Abhayat, appeared on the scene, Suridam, very compassionate friendship, Sakya, of his friend Hatasya, who was injured and fallen, Api, although Samacharan, just to perform friendly duties. Translation: when the demon Jambasura saw that his friend Bali had fallen, he appeared before Indra, the enemy, just to serve Bali Maharaj with friendly behavior. Text 14. Sa singhavaha asadya garam udyamya ramhasa jatra adadayat chakram gajam cha sumaha bala. Synonyms: sa, Jambasura, singhavaha, being carried by a lion, asadya, coming before King Indra, gadam, his club, udamya, taking up ramhasa with great force, jatro, on the base of the neck, utadayat, hit, chakram Indra, gajamcha, as well as his elephant, sumaha bala, the greatly powerful Jambasura. Translation: the greatly powerful Jambasura, carried by a lion, approached Indra and forcefully struck him on the shoulder with his club. He also struck Indra's elephant. Text 15. Gada prahara vyatito brisham vi vahlito gaja janobhyam daranim spristva kashmalam paramam yayo. Synonyms: gada prahara vyatita, being aggrieved because of the blow from Jambasura's club, Vrisham, very much, Vivalita, upset, Gaja, the elephant, Janubiam, with its two knees, Darinim, on the earth, Sprista, touching, Kashmalam, unconscious, Paramam, ultimate, Yayo, entered. Translation: after being beaten by Jambasura's club, Indra's elephant was confused and aggrieved. It touched its knees to the ground and fell unconscious. Text 16. Tato rato matilina haribir dasa satar vita anito dvipam ustrit jya ratam aruhruhe vibhu. Synonyms: tata, thereafter, rata, chariot, matilina, by his chariot driver named Malati, Haribi, with horses, Dasa Shantai, by ten times 100, 1,000, Vritta, yoked, Anita, being brought in, Dvipam, the elephant, Utsrijya, keeping aside, Ratam, the chariot, Aruruhe, got up, Vibhu, the great Indra. Translation: thereafter, Malati, Indra's chariot driver, brought Indra's chariot, which was drawn by 1,000 horses. Indra then left his elephant and got onto the chariot. Text 17. Tasya tat pujyam karma yantar danava satama sulena jvalatatam tu smaya mano hanan mride. Synonyms: Tasya, of Malati, tat, that service, bringing the chariot before Indra, pujyan, appreciating karma, such service to the master, yantu, of the chariot driver, Danava Satama, the best of the demons, namely Jambasura, Sulena, by his trident, Jvalata, which was blazing fire, Tam Malati, to indeed, Shamalamana, smiling, Ahanat, struck Mride in the battle. Translation: appreciating Malati's service, Jambasura, the best of the demons, smiled. Nonetheless, he struck Malati in the battle with a trident of blazing fire. Text 18. Sahedujam sadur marsham satvam alambya matili Indra jambasya sankrudo virgen paharach chira. Synonyms: sahe, tolerated, rujam, the pain, su durmarsan, intolerable, satvam, patience, alambya, taking shelter of Malati, the charioteer, Indra, King Indra, Jambhasya, of the great demon Jamba, Sankruda being very angry at him, Vajrayana with his thunderbolt, Apaharat, separated Sira, the head. Translation, although the pain was extremely severe, Malati tolerated it and with great patience. Indra, however, became extremely angry at Jambasura. He struck Jambasura with his thunderbolt and thus severed his head from his body. Text 19. Jambam srutva hatam tasya gnatayo narada rishe namus chis chabala pakas tatrapetus tvaranvita. Synonyms. Jambam, Jambasura, Srutva, after hearing Hatam had been killed, Tasya, his Gnataya, friends and relatives, Naradat, from the source, Narada, Rishi, from the great saint, Namuchi, the demon Namuchi, Cha also, Bala, the demon Bala, Paka, the demon Paka, Tatra, there, Apetu, immediately arrived, Tvaranvita, with great haste. Translation. When Narada Rishi informed Jambasura's friends and relatives that Jambasura had been killed, the three demons named Namuchi, Bala, and Paka arrived on the battlefield in great haste. Text 20. Vachobi purushar indram ardayanto syamarmasu sarar avakiram megha darabi eva pavratam. Synonyms. Vachobi, with harsh words, Paroshai, very rough and cruel, Indram, King Indra, Ardayanta, chastising, piercing Asya of Indra, Marmasu, in the heart, etc., Sharai, with arrows, Avakiran, covered all around, Megha, clouds, Darabi, with showers of rain, Eva, just as Parvatam, a mountain. Translation, rebuking Indra with harsh, cruel words that were piercing to the heart, these demons showered him with arrows just as torrents of rain wash a great mountain. Text 21. Harindasa satanya jo harenya shvasya bala shirai tavabir ardayamya asha yugapal lago hastavan. Synonyms. Harin, horses, darshas, dasa satani, 10 × 100, 1,000. Ajo, on the battlefield, harashvasya, of King Indra, Bala, the demon Bala, Sharai, with arrows, Tavabi, with so many, Ardayamasha, put into tribulation, Yugapat, simultaneously, Lagu Hastavan, with quick handling. Translation. Quickly handling the situation on the battlefield, the demon Bala put all of Indra's 1,000 horses into tribulation by simultaneously piercing them all with an equal number of arrows. Text 22. Satabhyam matalim pako ratam sava yavam pritak shakrit sandhana mokshena tad adbutam abudarane. Synonyms. Satabhyam, with 200 arrows, matilim, unto the chariot driver Malati, paka, the demon named Paka, ratam, the chariot, sava vai Yavam, with all paraphernalia, pritak, separately, sakrit, once at a time, sadhanda, by yoking the arrows to the bow, mokshena, and releasing, tat, such an action, adbutam, wonderful, abut, so became Rane on the battlefield. Translation, Paka, another demon, attacked both the chariot with all its paraphernalia and the chariot driver Malati by fitting 200 arrows to his bow and releasing them simultaneously. This was indeed a wonderful act on the battlefield. Text 23. Namuchi panchadasibi svarnapukar maheshubi ahatya vyanadat sakye satoya eva toyada. Synonyms. Namuchi, the demon named Mumuchi, Panchadasabi, with 15 Svarnapunkai, with golden feathers attached, Maha Ishubi, very powerful arrows, Ahatya, piercing, Vyanadat, resounded, Chanke, on the battlefield, Satoya, bearing water, Eva, like Toyada, a cloud that delivers rain. Translation. Then Namuchi, another demon, attacked Indra and injured him with 15 very powerful golden feathered arrows, which roared like a cloud full of water. Text 24. Sarvata Sarakutena Shakram Sarata Saritim Chadayam Asurasura Pravrit Suryam Avim Ivam Buddha. Synonyms: Sarvata, all around, Sarakutena, by a dense shower of arrows, Sakram, Indra, Sarata, with his chariot, Saratim, with his chariot driver, Chadayam Asu, covered, Asura, all the demons, Pavrit, in the rainy season, Suryam, the sun, Eva, like, Ambuda, clouds. Translation: other demons covered Indra along with his chariot and chariot driver with incessant showers of arrows, just as clouds cover the sun in the rainy season. Text 25. Alakshayantas tam ataiva vivala vichukrusur deva ganasa hanuga anaya ka satru balena nirjita Vanik Patabina Navodyatanave. Synonyms: Akal Alaksana Sayanta, being unable to see, Tam, King Indra, Ativa, fiercely, Vivala, bewildered, Vichukrusa, began to lament, Gadeva Gana, all the demigods, Sahag Agnuga, with their followers, Anayaka, without any captain or leader, Shatrubalena, by the superior power of their enemies, Nirjita, oppressed severely, Vanikpata, traitors, Bina, Nava, whose ship is wrecked, Yata Arnave, as in the middle of the ocean. Translation: the demigods, being severely oppressed by their enemies and being unable to see Indra on the battlefield, were very anxious. Having no captain or leader, they began lamenting like traitors in a wrecked vessel in the middle of the ocean. Purport: from this statement, it appears that in the upper planetary system, there is shipping that traders there engaged in navigation as their occupational duty. Sometimes, as on this planet, these traders are shipwrecked in the middle of the ocean. It appears that even in the upper planetary system, such calamities occasionally take place. The upper planetary system is the creation of the Lord and certainly not vacant or devoid of living entities. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that every planet is full of living entities, just as Earth is. There is no reason to accept that on other planetary systems there are no living beings. Text 26. Taras turasad isha bada parjanad vinirgata sashvarata davanjagrani babhodishakam prativim charochayan Shratejasa Surya Ivak Shapatyaye. Synonyms: Tata, thereafter, Turasat, another name of Indra, Ishabada Panjarat, from the cage of the network of arrows, Vinirgata, being released, Sa, with Ashva, horses, Rata, chariot, Vaja, flag, Agrini, and chariot driver, Babo, became Disha, all directions, Kam, the sky, Prativim, the earth, Cha, and Rochayan, pleasing everywhere. Svatejasa, by his personal effulgence, Surya, like the sun, Eva, like Chapa Atyaye, at the end of night. Translation: thereafter, Indra released himself from the cage of the network of arrows, appearing with his chariot, flag, horses, and chariot driver, and thus pleasing the sky, the earth, and all directions. He shone effulgently like the sun at the end of night. Indra was bright and beautiful in the vision of everyone. Text 27. Niriksha Pritinam Deva Pranar Abhyarditam Rane Adyachad Ripum Hantum Vajram Braja Daro Rusa. Synonyms: Niriksha, after observing, Pritanam, his own soldiers, Deva, the demigod Indra, Parai, by the enemies, Abhyarditam, put into great difficulties or oppressed, Rane, in the battlefield, Adyacha, took up, Ripum, the enemy's Hantum, to kill, Rajam, the thunderbolt, Vrajadara, the carrier of the thunderbolt, Rusha, in great anger. Translation: when Indra, who is known as Vajradhar, the carrier of the thunderbolt, saw his own soldiers so oppressed by the enemies on the battlefield, he became very angry. Thus he took up his thunderbolt to kill the enemies. Text 28. Satanai vasta darena shirasi bala pakayo janatinam pasyatam rajan jahara janayam bayam. Synonyms: saw he, Indra, Tena, by that, Eva, indeed, Astadarena, by the thunderbolt, Shirasi, the two heads, Bala Pakayo, of the two demons known as Bala and Paka, Jnatinam Pasyatam, while their relatives and soldiers were watching, Rajan, O King, Jahara, Indra, cut off Janayan, creating Bayam, fear, among them. Translation, O King Prikshit, King Indra used his thunderbolt to cut off the heads of both Bala and Paka in the presence of all their relatives and followers. In this way, he created a very fearful atmosphere on the battlefield. Text 29. Namushi tadvadam drishtva sokamarsha rasanvita jigmasur indram nipate chakara paramodayaman. Synonyms. Namuchi, the demon Namuchi, tat of those two demons, vadam, the massacre, drishtva, after seeing, soka marsha, lamentation and grief, rusha anvita, being very angry at this, jaghamsu, wanted to kill Indram, King Indra. Nripati, O Maharaj Prikshit, chakara made parama, a great udyamam, endeavor. Translation. O King, when Namuchi, another demon, saw the killing of both Bala and Paka, he was full of grief and lamentation. Thus, he angrily made a great attempt to kill Indra. Text 30. Asmaras Ramayam Sulam Gantava Dema Bhushanam Pratrigya Byadravat Krudo Hatastiti Vitarjayan Prahino Devarajaya Ninadam Rigaradviva. Synonyms. Asmasaramayam, made of steel, shulam, a spear, guntavat, bound with bells, hema bhushanam, decorated with ornaments of gold, pratgriya, taking in his hand, adya dravat, forcefully went, kruda, in an angry mood, hata asi iti, now you are killed, vitarjayan, roaring like that, Prahinot struck Devarajayan unto King Indra, Ninadam resounding Mrigarat, like a lion Eva like. Translation. Becoming angry and roaring like a lion, the demon Namuchi took up a steel spear which was bound with bells and decorated with ornaments of gold. He loudly cried, quote, now you are killed, end quote. Thus coming before Indra to kill him, Namuchi released his weapon. Text 31. Tatapatad gagana kale mahajavam vichichide hadir isubir sahasrada tam ahanam ripakus lisena kandare rusanvitas tatrida sapati shirohanan. Synonyms. Tada, at that time, apatat, falling like a meteor, Gagana Tale, beneath the sky or on the ground, Mahajavam, extremely powerful, Vichitide, cut to pieces, Hari Indra, Ishubi by his arrows, Sahasrada into thousands of pieces, Tam, that Namuchi, Ahanat, struck Nripa, O King, Kulishena with his thunderbolt, Kadari, on the shoulder, Rusha Anvita being very angry, Tridasapati, Indra, the king of the demigods, Sira, the head, Haran, to separate. Translation. O King, when Indra, the king of heaven, saw this very powerful spear falling toward the ground like a blazing meteor, he immediately cut into pieces with his arrows. Then, being very angry, he struck Namuchi's shoulder with his thunderbolt and to cut off Namuchi's head. Text 32. Natasi hitvacham api vrajanurjito vibheda sasura patina jashitai Tad abhutam param ati virya vritabit titrak riksho Namuchi sarodara tvacha. Synonyms. Not tasya of him, Namuchi he indeed, tvacham api, even the skin, vajra the thunderbolt, urjita very powerful, vibheda could pierce, ya the weapon which, surapatina, by the king of the demigods, ojas very forcefully, irita had been released, tat therefore, abhutaparam, it was extremely wonderful. Ativirya, Vritrabit so powerful that it could pierce the body of even of the very powerful Vritrasura, Tiraskrita now and the future, which had been repelled, Namuchi Shirodara Tvacha, by the skin of Namuchi's neck. Translation: although King Indra hurled his thunderbolt at Namuchi with great force, it could not even pierce his skin. It was very wonderful that the famed thunderbolt that had pierced the body of Vritrasura could not even slightly injure the skin of Namuchi's neck. Text 33. Tasmad Indra bibhej chantor vajra pratihato yata kim idam daiva yogena bhutam loka vimohanam. Tasmat, therefore, Indra, the king of heaven, Abhibet, became very fearful, Satro, from the enemy, Namuchi, Vajra, the thunderbolt, Pratihata, was unable to hit and return. Yata, because, Kim Idam, what is this? Daiva Yogena, by some superior force, Bhutam, it has happened, Loka Vimohanam, so wonderful to the people in general. Translation: when Indra saw the thunderbolt return from the enemy, he was very much afraid. He began to wonder whether this had happened because of some miraculous superior power. Purport: Indra's thunderbolt is invincible, and therefore when Indra saw that it had returned without doing any injury to Namuchi, he was certainly very much afraid. Text 34. Yena me purvam indriyanam pashka cheda prajat Taye yaye kito nivasatam barair partitri patanam bhuvi. Synonyms: yena, by the same thunderbolt, may, by me, purvam, formerly, undrinam, of the mountains, paksha cheda, of the cutting of the off the wings, praja atyaye, when there was killing of the people in general, krita was done, nivasatam, of those mountains which entered Barai with by the great weight, Patatrai, by wings, Patatam, falling Bhuvi, on the ground. Translation: Indra thought, formerly, when many mountains flying in the sky with wings would fall to the ground and kill the people, I cut their wings with this same thunderbolt. Text 35. Tapasharamayam tvastram vrito yena vipatita anye chapi balo peta Sarvastar Akshatatvacha. Synonyms: tapa, austerity, saramayam, greatly powerful, tvastram, performed by tvasta, vritrasura, yena, by which, vipatita, was killed, anye, others, cha, also, api, indeed, bala, upeta, very powerful persons, sarva, all kinds, astrai, by weapons, akshata, without being injured, tvacha, their skin. Translation: Vritrasura was the essence of the austerities undergone by Tvasta, yet the thunderbolt killed him. Indeed, not only he, but also many other stalwart heroes, whose very skin could not be injured even by all kinds of weapons, were killed by the same thunderbolt. Text 36. Soham pratithato vajro maya mukto sure lapaka Naham tad adade dandam brahma tejo piakaranam. Synonym: sa ayam, therefore, this thunderbolt, prahitata, repelled, vajra, the thunderbolt, maya, by me, mukta, released, asurate, unto that demon, apalke, less important, na not, aham I, tat that, adade hold, dandam, it is now just like a rod, brahma tejo, as powerful as a brahmastra, api, although Akaranam, it is now useless. Translation: but now, although the same thunderbolt has been released against the less important demon, it has been ineffectual. Therefore, although it is as good as a brahmastra, it has now become useless like an ordinary rod. I shall therefore hold it no longer. Text 37. Iti shakram visidantam aha vag asharini nayam shukshar ato nardrayar Vadam arhati danava. Synonyms: iti, in this way, shakram, unto Indra. Visidantam, lamenting, aha, spoke, vak, a voice, sharirine, without any body or from the sky, na, not, I am this, shushkai, but by anything dry, ato, also, na, nor, are dry, by anything moist, vadham, annihilation, arati, is befitting, danava, this demon. Namuchi. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, while the morose Indra was lamenting in this way, an ominous unembodied voice said from the sky, quote, this demon, Namuchi, is not to be annihilated by anything moist or dry, end quote. Text 38. Mayasmai yadvarodato mrityurnai vadrasukkayo atonyas chintayinas te upayo magavan ripo. Synonyms. Maya by me, asmai unto him. Yet because vara a benediction, datta has been granted. Mrityu death, not eva indeed, adra by either a moist suskayo or by a dry medium, atta, therefore, anya, something else, another, chintayina, has to be thought of, te, by you, upaya means, marghavam, O Indra, ripo, of your enemy. Translation, the voice also said, quote, O Indra, because I have given this demon the benediction that he will never be killed by any weapon that is moist or dry, you have to think of another way to kill him, end quote. Text 39. Tam daivim giram akarnya magavan susamaha hita dayan penam ata pasyad upayam ubyayat makam. Synonyms. Tam, that, daivim, ominous, giram, voice, akarnya, after hearing magavan, Lord Indra, susamahita, becoming very careful, dayan, meditating, penam, appearance of foam, atta, thereafter, apasyat, he saw, upayam, the means, abhaya atmakam, simultaneously dry and moist. Translation, after hearing the ominous voice, Indra with great attention began to meditate on how to kill the demon. He saw that foam would be the means, for it is neither moist nor dry. Text 40. Nasuskena na chardena Jahara Namuche Shira Tam Tustuvur Mana Gana Malais Chava Kiran Vibhum. Synonyms. Na, neither Sukena by dry means, na nor cha or also Ardrena by a moist weapon, Jahara, he separated Namuche of Namuche Shira the head, Tam him, Indra, Tustuvu satisfied Muni Gana all the sages, Malai, with flower garlands, cha also, avakiran, covered vibhum, that great personality. Translation, thus Indra, king of heaven, severed Namuchi's head with a weapon of foam, which was neither moist or dry. Then all the sages satisfied Indra, the exalted personality, by showering flowers and garlands upon him, almost covering him. Purport, in this regard, the Shruti mantras say, apa fanena Namuche shira Indra darayat. Indra killed Namuchi with watery foam, which is neither moist nor dry. Text 41. Gandharva mukyao jagatur vishvavasu paravasu deva dandubrayo nedhur nartakyo nanritur muda. Synonyms. Gandharva mukyao, the two chiefs of the Gandharvas, Jagatu, began to sing nice songs. Vishvavasu, named Vishvavasu, Paravasu, named Paravasu, Devadundubaya, the kettle drums beaten by the demigods, Nedu, made their sound, Narakya, the dancers known as Apsaras, Nanritu, began to dance, Muda, in great happiness. Translation, Vishvavasu and Paravasu, the two chiefs of the Gandharvas, sang in great happiness. The kettle drums of the demigods resounded, and the Apsaras danced in jubilation. Text 42. Anye piyavam pratitandon tvav agni varuna deya sudayam asurasuran mrighan keshar rino yata. Synonyms. Anye, others, api, also, eva, in this way. Pratidvandvan, the opposing party of belligerents. Vayu, the demigod known as Vayu. Agni, the demigod known as Agni. Varuna Adaya, the demigod known as Varuna, and others. Sudayam Asu began to kill vigorously. Asuran, all the demons. Mrigan, deer. Kshiraniya, lions, just as. Yata, just as. Translation, Vaya, Agni and Varuna and other demigods began killing the demons who opposed them, just as lions kill deer in a forest. Text 43, Brahmana priseto devan devarsir naro nripa varyam ashavibhudan drishradhanava sakshayan. Synonyms, Brahmana, by Lord Brahma, prasita sent devan unto the demigods Deva Rishi, the great sage of the heavenly planets Narada, Narada Muni, Nripa, O king. Varayam Asa forbade Vibhudan, all the demigods Drishva, after seeing Danava Sankshayam, the total annihilation of the demons. Translation, O king, when Lord Brahma saw the total eminent annihilation of the demons, he sent a message with Narada, who went before the demigods to make them stop fighting. Text 44, Sri Narada Vacha, Bhava Dibir Amritam Praptam Narayana Bhujasriyai Shreya Samadita Sarva Aparamata Vigrahat. Synonyms, Sri Narada Uvacha, Narada Muni prayed to the demigods, Bhavadbi, by all of you, Amritam Nectar Praptam has been obtained, Narayana of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhuja Ashrayai, being protected by the arms, Shriya, all by all fortune, Samadita, have flourished, Sarve, all of you, Uparamata, now cease, Vigrahat, from this fighting. Translation, great sage Narada said, all of you demigods are protected by the arms of Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by his grace you have gotten the nectar. By the grace of the Goddess of Fortune, you are glorious in every way. Therefore, please stop this fighting. Text 45. Sri Shuku Vacha Samyamya Manu Sharambam Mana Yanto Munir Vacha Upagya Manor Nanu Charar Yayo Sarve Trivistapam. Synonyms, Sri Shuku Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Samyamya, controlling Manu of anger, Sarambam, the aggravation, Manayanta, accepting Munavacha, the words of Narada Muni, Upagyamana, being praised, Anucharai, by their followers, Yayu, returned, Sarve, all of the demigods, Trivistapam, to the heavenly planets. Translation, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, accepting the words of Narada, demigods gave up their anger and stopped fighting. Being praised by their followers, they returned to the heavenly planets. Text 46. Ye vashistarane tasmin naradanu matena te balimbipanam adaya astamgiram apagamam. Synonyms, yea, some of the demons who, Avasista, remained, Rane, in the fight, Tasmin, in that, Narada, Anu, Matena, by the order of Narada, Te, all of them, Balim, Mars, Bali, Vitamam, in reverses, Adaya, taking, Astam, named, Asta, Girim, to the mountain, Upagamam, went. Translation, following the order of Narada Muni, whatever demons remained on the battlefield took Balim, Mars, who was in a precarious condition, to the hill known as Astagiri. Text 47. Tatravinas davayavan vidyamana sirodaran usana jivayam asa simjivanya svavidyaya. Synonyms. Tatra, on that hill, avinasta avyayan, the demons who had been killed but whose bodily parts had not been lost. Vidyamana sirodanam, whose heads were still existing on their body. Usana, Shukracharya, Jivayamasa, brought to life, Samjivanya, by the Samvijani Jivani mantra, Svavidyaya, by his own achievement. Translation, up there, on that hill, Shukracharya brought to life all the dead demonic soldiers who had lost their heads, trunks, and limbs, who had not lost their heads, trunks, and limbs. He achieved this by his own mantra known as Samvijivani. Text 48. Balis chosana sa sprista pratya panendriya mishmriti parajito pi nakidyal lokatatva vichakshana. Synonyms. Bali, Mars Bali, also. Asanasa, by Shukracharya, sprista, being touched, prapyapana, was brought back, Indriya Smriti, realization of the actions and the senses and memory, Parajita, he was defeated, Api, although Na adikyati did not lament lokatavat vichaksana, because he was very experienced in universal affairs. Translation, Bali Maharaj was very experienced in universal affairs. When he regained his senses and memory by the grace of Shukracharya, he could understand everything that had happened. Therefore, although he had been defeated, he did not lament. Purport, it is significant that Bali Maharaj is here said to be very experienced. Although defeated, he was not at all sorry, for he knew that nothing can take place without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since he was a devotee, he accepted his defeat without lamentation. As stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhagavad Gita 2.47, Karmani eva dikaras te ma phalesu kadachana. Everyone in Krishna consciousness should execute his duty without regard to for victory or defeat. One must execute his duty as ordered by Krishna or as representative of the spiritual master. Anukulyena Krishnanu Silanam Bhaktirutama. In first class devotional service, one always abides by the orders and will of Krishna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled, quote, King Indra annihilates the demons, end quote.